Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
What are turkey teeth? It's a problem. A big problem. In England, apparently. Well, it's the Daily Mail. They make it seem like everyone's having this problem. Mm-hmm. No one's heard the phrase, right? We talked about that last hour.
No. You could tell me it was a medical condition. You could tell me it was the name of a exotic weed. I don't know. I don't know what turkey teeth is.
I would have guessed and it was a British issue, no matter what.
They say this is a trend that has left thousands of Brits with dead stumps, abscesses, and dental issues.
What are they doing?
The dental trend of turkey teeth involves traveling abroad to get drastic cut-price treatment, and it's leaving a lot of people with painful complications. I assume many of them are going to Turkey.
Probably.
Without reading further.
That's where you get your, if you need hair transplants, I've just learned this, that Turkey is where you go. There was a picture I saw recently of a return flight from Turkey. And it just said, I think I'm the only one who was on this plane that was here to hike or something. And every single person on board had their heads wrapped and bloody.
Oh. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Man. So apparently the cosmetic fad was started by someone named Katie Price and Jack Fincham from the show Love Island. And it involves filing down your teeth to pegs, then replacing them with crowns or veneers. The procedure, if done right, leaves people with a Hollywood smile. Fueled under the hashtag Turkey Teeth, their videos have been viewed by more than over 100 million times.
So people are filing their own teeth down before they go and have somebody put crowns or replacement teeth in?
They don't make that clear, but that's how it seems. I mean, you do that part yourself and then you go have them replace it. That would be one way to reduce the cost.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, because the description of it is essentially what a dentist will do or an oral surgeon will do.
Right.
If you're getting,
I mean, I don't know what their, what the health is like over there. I mean, their medical is covered. I don't know how that goes into dental.
It's part of
cosmetic,
it.
But what are you doing? Go get braces.
I don't, but get them
straightened first and then just get caps.
I think they're, it's covered when it's not cosmetic, I think, is the issue. So they say that the risks way outweigh the savings.
Of course.
United Kingdom dentists warning the complications can leave patients with huge medical bills and that a lot of the work is not provided by their NHS, their national health system.
Yeah.
One clinic urged patients to be certain they know that they are getting after being contacted by clients that were sold veneers but then given much more aggressive option of crowns. So they filed their teeth down, and then they got crowns, many of them metal, so it just looks like you have metal teeth.
Ew, cool.
Yeah, man. Like Jaws from James Bond.
This woman, a woman named Lisa Martin, revealed how her experience turned into a nightmare. She traveled to Turkey and paid 3,500 euros, which is, in the ballpark of $3,000. For what she thought was veneers and actually just got crowns, like we said. I was duped into the dream of having a full set of perfect teeth, but I was grossly misled.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess.
Ooh. Yeah. You don't want discount teeth.
No. Brits were born with discount teeth.
Right.
Like, spring for him.
This one, it says, they began drilling and then hitting it with what looked like a hammer, jumping out of the chair. No one asked me how I was or offered me a drink. My mouth was swollen like it was in a horror movie. You know, that horror movie about swollen mouths. I was numb from the neck up to the top of my nose, but I could still feel them beating on my teeth. they didn't tell me how the procedure went, so I went there not knowing that they would file down my natural teeth. And then they put on the crowns without telling me they were doing that. It was only when I returned home that I figured out what had happened.
I don't. But
did they not have mirrors in Turkey?
Yeah, I don't know. They don't have Turkish mirrors. Are just made of dirt.
I mean, what is going on here?
I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Get,
these are dumb people.
And also, I guess I don't know what the difference is between veneers or crowns. I thought they're all just caps that go on stumps that used to be your teeth.
No, I think a veneer actually. I could be way wrong, but I thought a veneer actually slid on over your tooth. Like it was basically just a...
Like a compound almost.
Almost yeah, like, yeah, like putting a glove on.
That's what my...
Like shrink wrap.
But my a cap are. Is they grind it down...
It's a
like
full
flush.
On...
Yeah, yeah they grind not... it down flush like with your gum line and then just glue something or screw something on top.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, can you pull up this article so that you can show fancy idiots and all of us?
Do I need to?
Boy,
is it, turkey is it, teeth, yes.
Is it bad?
Well... This woman is prepared to get her turkey teeth.
Okay.
She's down underneath the woman. So as you scroll down, there's a woman that has two photos where hers worked out great. I think her name is Alicia Watts. And so you'll go past the one where a woman with a red T-shirt is standing on railroad tracks. Hers look great.
I'm going to pull it up and you just,
okay.
You kind of direct
yeah.
me.
Yeah, scroll down. And I'm going to get you to a woman that's described as this former glamour model. Disregarded her old gnashers while in the dentist chair at a surgery she declared she no longer needed. Keep going. Well past her. Hers seem fine.
Yep. Yep.
That's how the teeth are filed down. A little graphic representation. And then they slide the crown up over the top.
Okay.
It just sits on there.
So they're not just filing down the bottom of the tooth
no,
or
they,
the top of the
they
tooth.
They thin them out.
Yeah. They,
yeah.
Okay. They,
vertically.
So there's gaps everywhere.
It's something for the new thing to cling on to.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
Her gnashers.
Keep going. All right, the more illustration.
Oh,
we can scroll quickly here.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Go past this lady.
Turkey teeth, pain, and more pain.
That guy, you can see.
It worked well. Yeah, it worked really well.
Mm. God, it made his whole face look better.
He's
how
got
did
some
that happen?
Strong eyebrows, too.
He does.
They're really strong.
He obviously had a nose job, too.
Yeah. And it
I mean, I think, he had some other work
done.
That's
not even the same person.
No, I don't think. He had a face transplant.
We were like, wow, he got teeth. His nose shrank. And
his hair part switched sides.
That might not be the same person.
No, the one on the left is the Turkish version, just like Turkish Star Wars. All right, so then, keep going.
Okay.
Lots of talk about agony in there. Okay, there's a woman. Hers worked out great. She went to Turkey and got her new teeth.
She looks fantastic.
I didn't see her old ones. She was... She's very attractive regardless.
It's amazing to think that somebody that attractive could have had such bad teeth that they needed to go to Turkey to get chicken teeth.
It's because the Brits have watered down milk.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay. Now, there's one more photo of her. Again, she's very pretty. She's good at being attractive.
Yep.
Now, the next woman, the next photo you're going to see is a former glamour model as she prepared for her turkey teeth. Get ready.
Oh, man. That is so glamorous.
I'm ready for me gnashes. I look like a Ferengi.
Like, did she?
I'm pretty. I'm a carnivorous fish. Throw me some chum, Governor.
Oh my God! That's funny. They're so yellow and dead
and little.
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Those are her new ones,
all
by
been
the way.
Filed.
This is the after.
I think they got too small a caps.
I can finally show me lashes now.
So have you guys seen that picture of Charlie from the Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory going around?
No.
Mm-mm.
Steve, I'm going to airdrop you this.
Okay.
I can't believe that it took this long for anybody to notice what Charlie's teeth look like. It's crazy that they put this kid on screen.
Well, he was born in 1960s England, so
and he was playing a really poor kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but even so,
it didn't even matter back then. I think even the most prominent British actors had.
What the hell
bad
am I
teeth.
Seeing? Oh no!
All right, bring this up. Let's see Charlie from Charlie and
from
the
original one, right?
Yeah, the original, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Wow, he's got
like dog teeth.
He's got like four normal, you know, 12-year-old kid front teeth, and then all the other ones are
just poking,
just
through.
Like little fish teeth. All
right, hey, find me a kid that looks like he likes candy a lot. Someone who never bites candy with their front teeth, but really gnaws on sugar cane direct from the field in the back.
Like, I want to look at the other kids now.
Was he the best one?
Like, certainly. They were all rich, the other ones, right? Yeah, because their parents bought them the golden tickets.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, they all had fine teeth.
Yeah.
You're right. It probably was like, all right, you'll be playing a poor child, so we're going to file all these down.
Yeah, we can't do it in makeup, or then CGI is not a thing. We don't even know what that stands for.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
All over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.